Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY24 earnings conference call of Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited, hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Varatharajan from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Michelle. A very good afternoon to everyone. It's my pleasure to welcome all the participants on this call, as well as the management of Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited. The management is led by Mr. Pushpakumar Joshi, CMD, Mr. Rajneesh Narang, Director Finance, Mr. S. Bharathan, Director Refinery, and Mr. K. Vinod, ED Corporate Finance. I will request the management to give their briefing, and then we can move on to Q&A. The floor is open to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Varatha. A very good afternoon to all those friends who have joined, and it's always a pleasure for us to interact on these forums, and especially after such significant events, because I recall we had interacted with you in October after our H1, we had interacted with you after Q3, and the central theme which we had enunciated at that time was that our concentration is on improving and stabilizing our fundamentals. So I'm very happy to share with you that we had a very conclusive turnaround in Q4, where we had an increase of 437% vis-a-vis the Q3. And if we look at our yearly performance, we have ended the year with a consolidated profit of 16,015 crores versus a loss of 6,980 crores. Now, this is a very significant thing, and what we had indicated that our efforts to provide stability to our balance sheet in terms of enhancing our core assets, that is refinery, both in terms of capacity and the quality of assets, I am very happy to share with you that we have been able to successfully commission our Vizag refinery modernization project, and it has started giving us the dividends, it has started giving us the results. Similarly, during next period, maybe another 3-4 months, we would also be commissioning our bottom upgradation facility, which would not only add to our margin but also add again in terms of capacity of our refinery processing. Similarly, marketing infrastructure, we have made significant strides in developing marketing infrastructure, and the outcome of that is that amongst the public sector companies, majors which are operating, we are the company which has gained market share in both MS, HSD, and also we have retained our position as the second largest LPG player in the country. Similarly, if again the same point which I had stressed earlier, but look at us as our fundamentals. Now, another outcome of our improving refinery performance is that our fuel loss performance in this year is significantly better. And in fact, our fuel loss percentage has come down vis-a-vis the last year. We have been utilizing the opportunity crude which is available, and we are harnessing the maximum potential available there. We had also mentioned that in terms of providing new revenue streams to our balance sheet, we had concentrated on three primary areas. One was petrochemicals. Second was biofuels and renewables, and third was natural gas. In all these three areas, we have made significant strides, and in our next 5-year plan, which we have already drawn up, that is from 26 to 31, a significant portion of our revenue, we expect to come from this, additional revenue to come from this. For example, in petrochemical, we have already established our brand in the market, and in case of city gas distribution, we are present now in 25 geographies across the country in 18 states. In biofuels and renewables, I will come to that detail shortly. That our new company, that is HPCL Renewable and Green Energy Limited, that is fully operational now. And we, if you recall, we had made a wholly owned subsidiary, and that subsidiary is operational. It is doing solar power right now, and we have very ambitious plans going forward to leverage on this aspect of biofuels and renewables. Second aspect, which was always, was the back of everybody's mind, was our investment in Rajasthan Refinery, HRRL. I'm very happy to share with you that we have already started the commissioning process of certain units, and in the detailed press release which we have given, we have listed down that the units which either are in the pre-commissioning stage or have already been mechanically completed. Overall, the major units which are pertaining to the refining stream, our progress has been above 90%. And what we are planning is that by this calendar year end, we should be actually stabilizing that, and in the last quarter of this financial year, we expect to cut the crude as far as the refining domain is concerned. As far as petrochemical is concerned, that would be post-stabilization of refinery operation. So happy to share with you that major units, we have done more than 90% in the key units like CDU, VDU, DCU, VGO, HDT and things like that. I already mentioned about our green energy company, which has said, in terms of lubricants, there was a lot of discussion on that, and there was anticipation on that. We had mentioned that by March 24, we would be finalizing our plans. We had taken the assistance of our international consultant. I am happy to share with you that we have since received the draft report and the requisite steps which are involved in the further taking forward this initiative have already been begun, because that would involve part A would be taking approvals from the competent authorities. Part 2 would be that we will have to unbundle our assets. Part 3 would be that operational excellence in various areas. So work has started on these kind of things. I am also wish to highlight and share with you that our CapEx, last year we did about 14,342 crores as CapEx, and the point to be noted here was that this CapEx was done totally from the internal generation. We did not borrow anything for that. As a matter of fact, we have actually repaid about 6,000 crores of our long-term loan. So if you were to look at that, 14,000 plus 6,000 which we have already repaid, and that has resulted in our long-term debt equity ratio. Now it is at healthy 1.06%. So it was in last year, long-term loans were about 49,753. Now in March 24, we are at 43,603. This I am talking about our long-term debt, because short-term, as you are aware, that in the month of March, because of the temporary requirement, we normally have to borrow money on the short-term basis, which gets adjusted in the future months. There also, last year, if we see, it was about 64,517 crores. This year, it is about 60,254 crores. So there also improvement has happened, but we actually look at our long-term debt equity ratio, which is now in the range of 43,603 after repaying about 6,000 crores. So these are the points. Now, as far as refining performance, there was some concern that, you know, in Q4, what was, you know, the issues with our GRMs and things like that. If you would recall that in Q3, we had mentioned that there are certain temporary phenomenon which has happened. And in Q4, we have actually, you know, had increase of about 437%. Similarly, in Q4, if we look at the GRM, we have to compare that with Singapore GRM. Another factor is the product crack. The third factor is the opportunity crude. While, as I mentioned there, that supply, there is a stability on the opportunity crude, but in terms of commercial, in terms of discount, generally the discounts have been, you know, coming down. So that is impacting, that had impacted. And another temporary factor was generation of ISD stock in our refinery, which we have been able to liquidate, and the result of that would be seen in the first quarter of this financial year. We would be able to stabilize on that also. The central theme is that we have concentrated on improving our fundamentals by enhancing the quality of our assets. And second, we have made ambitious plans to add new revenue streams on which we have made significant progress. We have given all these details in the press release, which has been circulated. So I'm not going, I'm not getting into further numbers. I would most welcome any kind of questions, clarifications, feedback, and in the process, both my directors also would add in and give you the responses to whatever queries you may have. That is what, as an introduction, I have to mention. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and thanks for the briefing given earlier. Just sorry to harp on the refining front again. In terms of this quarter performance, you did mention that the opportunity crude, which I believe, I think, you're referring to the Russian crude component, while the volume may not have reduced, but the discount has come down. Is it fair to say that that was the major reason, sir, for the QOQ decline, at least that we see? Because if I look at Singapore benchmarks, the Singapore benchmark actually went up. And, you know, I appreciate that the product slate is slightly different between Singapore and our slate. But broadly speaking, the benchmark still went up. So can we attribute the decline QOQ to primarily the crude cost differential in this quarter?
See, if you look at the Singapore GRM, Singapore GRM in the last quarter of last year were around $8 a barrel, whereas in the current year, this is $7 a barrel. So it has actually come down only. But yes, you are right that only the Singapore GRMs is not the only factor. But the Russian crude discount also is a significant element into the reason as to why the GRMs are lower. And the third part, what our chairman has also covered in his address, is regarding the ISD buildup. We had an ISD, that is the intermediate stocks. Now, what happens is the intermediate stocks are valued at cost plus the weighted average operating cost. 50% of the weighted average operating cost, whereas once we turn it into the final product, it gets valued at the RTP, that is the refinery transfer prices. While the build-up was there, we could not get the value in our books during the period end, but the same has been converted into products in the current financial year. So that will get reflected in the current quarter.
Okay. The second question was with respect to the CAPEX plans and just the phase out in terms of, you mentioned that there was commissioning of some units or some parts of the Vizag refinery expansion while the bottom upgradation facility will happen in this financial year. Can you just explain in terms of when the total expanded capacity will be available at Vizag?
Actually, Vizag refinery had mentioned that all the units have been commissioned except the bottom upgradation. Bottom upgradation, right now we are in the process of mechanical commissioning, and we expect that in the third quarter of this financial year, we should be able to derive all the benefits out of that. The expansion would have, right now we have 13.7 MMT at Vizag. With rough commissioning, it will become 15. So as I said in my introduction, that after commissioning of bottom upgradation unit, we will have twin advantages. One would be in terms of margins, and second would be in terms of enhanced capacity of about 1.3 metric billion ton. And we expect this to stabilize by the third quarter of this financial year.
And the sister, last question, if I may, any guidance with segment-wise, division of CAPEX for FY25 and 26, if you can?
Yeah, the current year, we are planning a CAPEX of around 18,000 crores.
And so can you break it up into how much into refining, how much into CGD, Rajasthan refinery, equity share and so on?
Just hang on, we'll give you that.
Okay, go on.
In refining, it will be around 5,000 crores.
Okay.
Marketing would be around 6,500 odd crores.
Okay.
Corporate level, it will be around 800 crores plus 5,600 crores is the equity contributions which we'll be making to various our JVs and come into this green.
Equity contribution will be 5,600 crores.
This includes the equity contribution for our new wholly owned subsidiary for green initiative.
As well as for Rajasthan, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back if I have any questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So, just one question. So given that I think for the next like 5-6 months or so, there could be some sort of stabilization which will still be going on, because I think in Vizag, I think the bottom upgrade hookup will also probably like have some impact on the existing operations. So do you see that the DRM underperformance versus say your peers could continue for a couple of quarters, or because of this intermediate product adjustment, do you think that there could be a sharp recovery?
As you rightly said, there would be a recovery, number one. Second is, for Vizag, our major units are already stabilized. So we don't expect that upset on those major units, that is our, CDU4 and the associated units that, STHCU, all these are stabilized. And when we do the hookup with bottom upgradation, we are not expecting any upset. In fact, one of the indicators which I had mentioned, that our fuel and loss performance has been better. That is because Vizag refinery, the CDU4 which is there, it is top quartile in terms of energy utilization and things like that. And I would just request our director refinery also to add a few lines on this, Mr. Bhattan.
Under the Vizag refinery, whatever units we have commissioned has the best energy efficiency measures built in. So all that are already in place and reaping the benefits. And with respect to capacities of the units what we have started, all are running at the maximum capacities and stable. As our chairman told, the bottom upgradation project will get commissioned in the third quarter, and then we will get the benefits of the higher bottoms upgradation also.
Okay, got it. So just this bottom upgradation, you get some guidance of like around $2 to $3 of like GRM addition from that on an absolute term. So does it that hold or has there been any change on that?
Yeah, it holds. I'll only just answer the question which was earlier asked is how will the GRMs compare with respect to the peers? So till the time the bottom of upgradation is not commissioned, to the extent of the impact due to non-upgradation of the bottoms, that GRMs would be lower. But once the RUF or the residue upgradation unit is installed, then it would be at par, if not better than the other peers.
Right, and your 5-year plan is from FY22 to 27, right, or was it 23 to 28?
No, the current T25 plan is going, and we have already crossed the third year. That is up to FY25-26, and next plan that is for 31. We will call it Target 31. That is already in place, and now we will be laying down steps for executing that.
Right, got it. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Somaya V from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So first question is on the current quarter GRM. What would be the inventory impact here on the refining and the marketing side? And also, if you could quantify anything on the intermediate stock impact on GRM in the current quarter.
Sure. Yeah. See, as regards the inventory during this quarter, it's a gain of almost around 350 crores. And on the marketing front, it is around a loss of 600 crores. And ISD impact is around $1.5 a barrel.
And this $1.5 a barrel impact, so that's the total impact of intermediate stock so far, or we have had something for the entire FY24 apart from last quarter?
No, I'm talking about the accumulation part, the incremental accumulation.
Got it. So, second question is on your CAPEX plan. So this year you did mention 18,000 crores. So how do you see next 2 to 3 years? Is it a similar run rate? And what would be the projects that we'll be focusing on?
Yeah. The CAPEX would be in this range only, between 15 to 18,000 crores. As regards the areas where we would be focusing, apart from our refinery and marketing units, would be the green energy initiatives. We have plans to build up a portfolio of green energy, both in solar, then wind, hybrid, plus biofuel plants, and various other opportunities which are coming in terms of CBG plants and all. So, lot of projects we have lined up, and the same would be there. And if I may just add, in terms of our refinery, we had mentioned that we have done both capacity expansion and the quality improvement. Now, in the next five years, bucket, we also have plans to have LOBS in our Mumbai refinery. That would be enhancing our play in the lubes domain, and we would be making group 3 lubricants and all that. So that is also a portion of our CAPEX plan that is in our Mumbai refinery. Similarly, in marketing, we would be expanding our retail network, which is about 22,000 plus now in terms of retail outlets. Similarly, new LPG plants and pipeline projects are there. That is what is the CapEx plan for next 5 years.
And we don't intend to add on to the loan, and we are funding most of the project out of internal generation.
Got it, sir. One last question. HMEL performance for the quarter and also the debt level for the government.
See, during the entire year, or you want only the quarter? In the quarter, HMEL had a loss. And that loss was primarily because of they had. You are aware that during the current year they had commissioned the petchem facility. And that facility now, from January onwards, has started operating at around 95% to 100% capacity. Now, because of the very subdued polymer margins and all, they had a loss, and that primarily is the reason why the last quarter performance of HMEL was not up to the mark. But yes, in the month of April, the polymer margins have started looking up, and at least it's not negative in the month of April. And if you see for the entire year, they have made almost 1,800 to 1,900 crores during the year.
And debt numbers at the end of?
Pardon? Yeah, the debt is debt is around 34,000.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Shah from MD Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. So my first question is regarding the barley refinery. So what kind of RFCs are we expecting to generate at that plant, and when can we see it getting commissioned?
Can you just repeat the question, please?
So what kind of ROCE do we expect to generate from the barley refinery plant? And by when can we see it getting commissioned?
See, in his chairman in his address has stated that as regards the refinery part is concerned, that would we are targeting to commission by end of this calendar year. And that is the refinery part. After that, the petchem unit would get commissioned. And as regards the return is concerned, this project has been envisaged with an IRR return of more than 12%.
Mm-hmm.
More than 12%.
Okay, more than 12%.
Yeah.
Right, sir. Regarding the lubricant
on the pre-revised cost front, a post-revised cost front.
Sorry, sir, go on, sir.
More than 12% IRR on the post-revised cost.
Okay, sir. And so on the lubricant business, sir, can you give us some insights, like what is our current capacity, what kind of volumes do you do there, what kind of margin do you make here?
See, we sell almost around 600 to 650 CMT of this product. And as regard margins are concerned, we have fairly good margins. Cannot be stating more than that because this is a very competitive product.
Okay, sir. So what kind of utilization levels do we run there in capacity utilization level?
Yeah. Utilization, see, primarily they evacuate fully our lube refinery base oil. So that is one part which 100% of the production which is in our lube refinery is scattered by, taken care of by these the lubricant business. In addition to that, we have some blending plants, and most of the blending plants, the major blending plants, operate at more than 90%.
So we are planning any CapEx on this part, because we didn't see any breakup of CapEx here. So we are not doing any CapEx here.
Yeah, we have a plan to set up a new manufacturing plant in that is there.
Okay, and sir, what will be the capacity which you are planning to add?
Manufacturing. We are currently producing close to 450,000 tons in our Mumbai refinery. It will be increased to almost 800,000 tons, which will focusing on group 3 and group 2 plus. So the quality also will be improved and quantity also will be close to double.
This is in for the next 1 or 2 years, you can see it from getting commissioned?
Maybe in the next 3 years.
Okay, next 3 years. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumit R from AUS Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Very good afternoon to you. Sir, firstly, many congratulations on achieving a fantastic performance, for the full year. So now, I just had a few questions, if you can just help understand. Your press release says that, there are certain draft recommendations, including value creation initiatives and further requisite steps, which, you have initiated upon the lubricant part. So, sir, can you please, talk a little bit about, the lubricant business today? What is our market share? Secondly, sir, what are the value creation steps, what we are taking? And also, a little bit on the timelines, of when do you actually think all these things should, be in place?
Yeah, thanks, Sumit. Thank you very much. And as I mentioned, that there are three facets of this lube play which we have said. One is enhancing our operational efficiency right away. Second would be unbundling of our assets which are there. And third would be the requisite processes which are required for taking approvals from various competent authorities. On all these three fronts, we have, as we have initiated the steps on all these three fronts, and in fact, we are expecting that in a reasonably defined time, we should be first able to leverage on whatever improvement in the market share, improvement in the operational excellence is required. That would happen forthwith, immediately. Second, parallelly, which we have said is that is about statutory approvals and all that. That process. And third is, unbundling of our assets, which you understand that we have lubricant refinery at Mumbai, and we are further expanding that refinery. After that, we have lubricant plants across the country which do the filling, manufacturing and grease and things like that. So that is happening. So all this process, I would say, is on fast track. I'm afraid I'm not able to, I won't be able to give you the exact month or date or right now, because these processes are going on and on a fast track basis. As far as our market share is concerned, Rajneesh, I would expect you to give that response.
See, among the all the three OMCs, we are the market leader. We have almost 36 to 37% of the market share.
Okay, that's helpful. Okay, sir, and sorry, there's just one more question if I may ask. Is that, on the marketing inventory side, did I pick up correctly that we suffered about a 600 crore inventory loss for this quarter? Is that correct?
Yes, you are right.
That is correct, right? Okay, I'm sorry?
That is in the marketing front. In the marketing, we had a gain of
36. Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and wish you all the best for a wonderful future, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So, on HMEL, could you please share what was the GRM that was done in FY24 and also could you share the financials for 24?
Sure, Amit. Yeah.
The GRM during the last year was around $17 to $18 a ton.
Okay. And what was the EBITDA and PAT loss?
The PAT is around 1800 to 1900 crores. And EBITDA is around 7,500 crores.
Right. How much of this loss was for petchem? Like, I believe refining would have made a positive PAT.
I don't have those details readily available. I will share it separately.
Okay, sure. And also, could you provide an update on the Shara terminal? What is the volume handled in FY24?
See, the Chara terminal was to be commissioned. In fact, in the month of April, we had got the commissioning cargo also.
and the vessel had arrived. But however, due to certain challenges because of the rough sea and all, we couldn't unload the cargo, and we couldn't commission the terminal. That we'll be doing it in the next fair weather season, beginning October onwards. So as regards the Chhara is concerned, we are not selling any gas out of Chhara right now, and the same would happen in the current financial year after October.
Okay, but could you just elaborate a bit more on that? What was the issue, and like how have you resolved the issue now?
There was a swell in the sea on account of which we could not connect the hoses, and the product could not be decanted. And in the meantime, we have found an alternate buyer, and we have disposed of this vessel, the entire cargo, to another party.
Suffice to say that this was not because of any mechanical or infrastructure issue at our Chhara, because all those facilities are completed. This was primarily due to the weather, and since it was a commissioning cargo, all the necessary actions were taken before that. But as our Director of Finance has mentioned, because of the rough sea and the swell beyond the permitted limit, we were not able to unload the cargo. Okay?
Understood. And could you also highlight what is the regas tariff plan at Chhara?
It is as good as what is there in GH.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. In terms of the, would you be able to sort of separate out the GRM for Vizag to indicate what was the Q3 GRM and how did it improve during Q4?
Normally we don't we calculate it on HPCL entire book.
Because we have gone through a major change, it would be good for us to understand how it's improving from here to the bottom that will be upgraded.
Once we have commissioned the RUF unit, will be very different.
Thanks. Second question is about the HMEL refinery, where we have planned for a natural gas intake. Has that started already?
Yeah. They are taking natural gas.
Would you be able to indicate the quantum that you are using there?
We don't have the data readily available. We'll get back to you, Ketan. We'll get back to you.
Last question was on Chhara LNG terminal. So have we identified the signed the contract with customer as well?
See, we have floated an EOI, and we got some encouraging response. So we are already in discussion with various potential buyers or who are interested in booking capacity. But right now, HPCL has already booked some capacity in the Chhara terminal. Because HP LNG is a separate company, it's a wholly owned subsidiary. Right now, we have booked the capacity concerning our requirements for our refinery, plus our marketing requirements. And the discussions with the potential buyers is in quite an advanced stage.
What is the reasonable throughput that can be achieved at the Chhara LNG over the next 2 years or so?
See, we expect around 2 to 2.5.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning, and thank you very much, and congratulations on a good result and your opening remarks. So if you look at the branch accounts presented in your notes, Vizag has accounted for about 329, so that's about 8% of your overall profits. So once your rough unit is ready and you get the benefit of the bottom observation, roughly, what is the kind of profit number you can expect from branch accounts? Anyway, you disclose it.
So will it increase in terms of the overall share of your profit, say to 15%? But right now I'm just talking about whatever you have disclosed in the fourth quarter. How would that move?
Yeah, Ramesh, as I mentioned in my introductory address also, that post rough commissioning on both counts in terms of margins as well as in terms of our additional capacity about 1.3 million tons, there would definitely be a positive improvement. And as Director of Finance had earlier mentioned, that we are expecting about $2 to $3 improvement on the total GRM, not only on additional, but on the total GRM. So this would roughly be in the range of, let's say, 10 to 15%
of the overall profits.
Yeah.
So in terms of the operating cost, will it remain same? Because how much of that incremental delta and GRM will you retain at the EBITDA level?
As far as operating cost is concerned, now what happens is, as I mentioned, we have already commissioned our VRMP units, that is, our CDU, FCHU, and all those things. So there, except maybe the OPEX which is connected with the products and which is connected with additional, there is no increase on account of RAW, because that is already factored in. There will not be much impact on that.
Okay, that's helpful. So next two questions on Chhara terminal and the CGD business. So is there any operating loss in Chhara which you have booked? How much of the Chhara investment have you already capitalized or still in work in progress? And when do you expect to, have the commercial impact of Chhara in your P&L?
Ramesh, as we mentioned, we have not yet, we could not unload that, the commissioning cargo which had come. So therefore, this issue of what has been the operating loss will not be, materially relevant. And what we have mentioned, that since the facilities are ready and we are expecting in the next fair weather season, that is post this monsoon, sometime in September and in October, we would be able to take the commissioning cargo, and thereafter the thing would be commissioned because the pipeline connection is already there from evacuation from Chhara to the gas grid. That pipeline has been completed. As far as our internal mechanical facilities are there, they have been commissioned. And as far as the port facilities are concerned, we have got the ship to shore compatibility study done, and that is also completed. Okay.
So in terms of the commercial, operation has it started now in terms of the commercialization of the assets, or will you start it only in October? Because there will be a depreciation impact in the first half. That's why I'm asking that.
Yeah. We'll be commissioning it only after we get the cargo inside.
Okay. Now on the CGD business, can you let us know how much is the capex done so far in your standalone CGD? What are the capex you expect in the next 2-3 years? And what is the kind of volume you are doing now, and how much would that increase over the next 2-3 years in the standalone CGDs? Not counting whatever you are distributing in your HPCL retail outlets. The standalone CGDs.
On a standalone basis, we are doing yearly around 1200 to 1500 crore of investment in the city. And this will gradually increase as we get into new GAs and all. Right now, on an overall basis, if you see the total natural gas, we are already doing around 0.4 million metric ton of sales.
So how many CNG stations would you have in your new CGD outlet, new GA?
Total CNG stations you are talking about in our GAs or total?
In your GAs, sir.
In our GAs. How much? Our GAs. No, total. No, he wants our GAs. The total CNG station is around 1690, and if you have to see only our GAs, then it is around 328.
And the last word, when do you think you will start generating EBITDA from the GAs, and when do you expect that to be, you know, visible in your P&L by 26, 27? Can you give us some indication?
Even right now, we have been selling like these all 328 stations, CNG stations and all, they are selling the product. So we are already getting the revenues, but yes, once the initial 8-year period is over, whereby we'll be commissioning more such units and all. Yeah, even the current year, the EBITDA contribution is positive from the GAs which we have. But once the project phase is over, it will be continuously.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Shukla from Voyager Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, Shubham, please go ahead.
So, sir, I just wanted to ask the questions about your import. How much is like Russian oil in total you have imported this year?
We have imported about 30-40% out of our total import.
And are there like spot prices or like contract based?
No, all these are spot based. We have no term contract on Russian crude.
Okay, and do we have any like spread in discounts available to us, like compared to the benchmark?
No, this is, I think, would be difficult to quantify because even the benchmark is hypothetical. And what is coming in, because I could say that we are taking this on DAP basis, delivered as port in my facilities. For that, if you take that, you have to also factor in the freight and things like that, freight insurance associated. So my discounts are finalized on DAP basis. So therefore, there's no actually a common denominator to compare the various discount levels which are available. Second, this is also a sensitive, commercially sensitive information.
I can only say that before buying any crude, whether it is a Russian crude or any crude, we go through a process where we economically analyze what is the value which it creates in the system. So the crude which gives us the maximum benefit in our system, considering our configuration, refinery configuration and all, that is only bought. So at whatever price we get it, only when it makes some positive impact in our books, we buy that.
Okay. And just one more question on your LNG terminal, SARA, if I'm pronouncing it right. You are looking to sell some stakes or like holding, like if I get the chance?
As of now, we are more focused on commissioning the terminal and booking capacity in the same. If any such opportunity comes or there are people who are interested, we will review. As of now, we haven't. We're not looking for any.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mayank Maheshwari from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for doing the call. My first question was a bit around your press release which you talked about generative AI and how you want to use these tools in terms of the performance. So can you just give us a bit of an idea around what are you trying to do there?
Yeah, Mayank. Digital and AI ML, these are two separate things, because digital, while we have mentioned that we have done the latest ERP implementation and things like that, as far as AI and ML is concerned, we are doing video analytics as far as our retail outlets are concerned to study the consumer behavior, to have a closer connect. That is, we are doing video analytics there. In our pipeline, we are doing, using AI for basically the pipeline security, the pipeline integrity system. Third, in our refineries, creating digital twins of the refinery assets, which we are doing. And apart from that, in our R&D center also, we are focusing and we are trying to work out on a separate, a digital lab. In our finance department, we are using AI. We are also using in terms of demand forecast, and that has been a success story as far as demand forecast where we have used AI. We have come pretty close to whatever is the actual sales versus what demand forecasting which we have done. So we are also doing what is called robotic processing workers or electronic workers in our activities which are transactional in nature. So we have implemented this in our finance department. Apart from this, also there are some tie-ups with the startups in this facet in terms of video analytics, in terms of pipeline security system, in terms of refining. So these are the broad baskets, these are the broad areas where we are working, Mike.
Thank you, sir. So the participant has left the queue. We will move on to the next question, which is from the line of Yogesh Patel from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. My question is related to crude sourcing detail. From third quarter FY24, you started providing a detailed crude sourcing, like how much you are buying from ONGC, how much is the long-term contract, and the spot purchases. And if possible, Venezuelan crude share in overall. And going forward, do we expect that share of store crude or Russian crude will increase? If you could share some details on that side. Thanks.
I'm not sure what breakup you're referring, but as far as Venezuelan crude is concerned, we are not, because that is not suitable for our refinery. So we are not buying and we don't intend to buy that. As far as Russian crude is concerned, as our director refineries mentioned some time ago, that about 30-40% of the imported crude is this Russian crude. But the basic parameter is that for any crude which is available, whether it is on spot or on term basis, we do the GPW and the next realization, cargo realization of the crude, and do that analysis. That is what I can say with you.
Sir, in last quarter, if I remember correctly, you generally purchase close to 3.5 MMT kind of ONGC crude, then long-term purchases are close to 40-45%. Is that share has changed, any changes in that side?
Broadly, that remains the same. Broadly, because over past few years, the share of spot crude has got enhanced, and consequently the share of the term crude comes down.
Okay. And sir, if you could share the lubricant business contribution to HPCL's EBITDA on an annual basis, that would be helpful.
If you see in terms of volumes, we sell around 650 to 700 TMT, that is around, even if you take 0.7, but the total volume which we sell is around 47 million metric tons. So although it doesn't even constitute, it constitutes a very small portion of the volume, but in terms of EBITDA and all, it is, I can only say that it is significantly, it is multiples of the percentage of volume.
So amount will be closer to 1,000 crore or less than that?
It's around that number.
Okay. So thank you very much, sir. And you too, best.
Thank you, Vahil. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Roshni Devi from Argus Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just wanted a clarification regarding the pipeline of Chhara LNG terminal. Is it complete?
Yeah, Roshni, that is completed. And in fact, from Chhara, there is a a place called Gundala, that is about 42 kilometers from Chara. That pipeline has been commissioned. From Gundala onwards, it is already connected to the GSPL national grid. So, and the pipeline has been hydro tested and it is ready for taking the product.
Okay. So one last question regarding your Vizag bottom upgradation unit. Which crude grades you are going to you'll be using there?
We can take any heavy crude which comes from Middle East, Saudi and Iraq crude we can take.
Okay, not Venezuela.
Venezuela, we are not planning because that is very low API, so and high TAN. So we will not contemplate to take that.
Okay, sir. And in terms of all the other refineries, which are you also looking at any crude from Nigeria?
Yeah, we source crude from West African country. So at least once in 2 months, some West African crude we see process.
Okay.
Yes, include
Nigeria. So which refinery, sir?
In primarily it comes to Vizag refinery, but even now we are processing Nigerian crude. It's not that it is not.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Anupchand Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just want a clarification. You said your lube market share is 36-37%. That is of the overall market or of the all PSUs combined?
It's among OMCs, oil marketing.
So what should be your overall market share?
To my knowledge, because this number is not readily available, but according to me, it should be around 22-26%, or around 20%.
Here the problem is, as he was expressing, that apart from the three major OMCs, there are so many active players. I mean, if you look at that, there would be more than 1,000 players, and there are about 41-48 players which are there. To getting those data, collating, comparing on like-to-like basis is quite hypothetical.
Okay. And sir, in response to an earlier question, you mentioned EBITDA around 1,000 crores. So is that figure correct, sir?
Yeah.
And lastly, sir, what is our cumulative investment till date in Rajasthan refinery?
Investment means you want our equity contribution or the total?
Yeah, our equity contribution, sir.
Yes, I contributed around 14,700.
And in one of your earlier presentation, if I remember correctly, you had mentioned, I think, GRM of around $20 per barrel, if I remember correctly, for Rajasthan. So what is the roadmap for such high GRM for Rajasthan refinery, sir?
Roadmap is to set up the refinery and start processing and realize the high GRM.
And high GRM we had mentioned because of the petrochemical content, because of the energy efficiency, because of high complexity, because that is and the petrochemical conversion index would be the highest, about 26%.
26%.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today. I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Varatharajan for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Michelle. I'd like to open the floor for the management if you have any closing comments.
Thank you, Varda. It was great interacting with all of you and I'm sure we will continue with our efforts to add value to the shareholders and also ensure that all the projects which we have taken, we commission it at the earliest and start adding, bringing new volumes as well as efficiencies into the whole. I can only say that the last year, we apart from the performance in terms of physical and all, in terms of shareholder, rewarding the shareholders, we have given a healthy dividend of almost 31.5 per share. And further, we have also declared a bonus of one share for every two shares held. We would continue to reward our shareholders, and we would also thank them for being with us and supporting us in all of our efforts. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you, everyone.